Okay. To clarify this point, which is related to parent-child relationship and the quality of the parents, how they affect the quality of the child, and why do we choose the quality of the parents to be like that, of our parents? This is a very important point, because most people believe that they are a victim of their parents. Their parents didn't give them enough love, so they become later on in life unable to give their children enough love because they didn't learn how to give love. It's actually the other way around. It's actually that the child comes to this life, or the soul comes to this life, wanting to improve this quality of or this ability to give love, because the soul is wanting to improve. And to improve this quality or this ability, you choose exactly the opposite, something that intensifies the need to have it. And when you see it in your parents lacking, when you see it lacking in your parents, you really feel that more need to have it. And when you become a parent yourself, and become aware that you are lacking this quality which you really like, really want, you put all your efforts to make it happen. As long as you keep thinking that you are a victim of your parents, that you don't have this quality because your parents didn't have it, you are not making much improvement. Once you realize that you don't have it and it is your own responsibility to improve it, to get it in one way or another, you started really to improve now. And you can improve as much as you want. It's your decision totally. Nobody can decide for you how to improve, because your soul is under your control. Any change in your soul can be done only by you, by your power. Nobody else can do it. And that's the importance of life.